Don't mind us, we're playing through. Here's Froggy and Wacker.
It's another edition of the Playing Through podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's finally here, our second major of the year. It is U.S. Open week. Wacker is live at the U.S. Open. So are you just getting on site now, Brian?
Live at Shinnecock, out here this morning. Came in from Manhattan. And, yeah, ready to rock and roll. Your second major. Course is looking amazing. Conditions should be good. Yeah, let's get this thing going, man.
So, you know, we can't talk about U.S. Open, and it's going to be on Fox. We're going to have all 4 days of it. We can't talk U.S. Open without having our favorite guest of all time on with us, who's going to be live at the U.S. Open all week, and that is Miss Holly Saunders. Good morning. How are you?
Is it morning still?
It is still morning. Technically, it's still morning. Yeah, we got about another 25 minutes.
And thank you for that introduction.
So you know, you're one of our favorite guests.
I don't know what you want from me, but
well, you know what? It's not just you being here is enough. So tell us, are you excited about another U.S. Open? Are you your second major?
Thrilled. This is our fourth time, and of course, we know we've tried and true. So it's going to be great. We're really, really excited. I'm if I seem a little distracted, I'm sorry. I'm actually with Joel Klatt and our PR exec, Ann Pennington, driving through Manhattan right now. He asked us if he wanted a car to pick us up. We're like, no, we're getting it. This is awful.
Yeah.
No, you want, listen, you want someone else doing that drive right now because the traffic is absurd getting here. So good luck with that.
Well, you know that they're making a temporary stop on the train, right? Just so people people from New York can get there to the city.
Wow.
Yeah, no, it's that. Look, if you're talking about efficiency in terms of any Long Island U.S. Open, the train, Holly, you're right, is absolutely the way to go in terms of efficiency.
Yes.
But even once you get around the golf course, once you get within 10 miles of the golf course, it is a parking lot.
Is it? We're heading there right now.
Well, that sounds like that's really encouraging, Brian.
You know,
thank
you. Well, the good news is the tournament starts Thursday, so she's got a few days to get here.
we'll get there by Wednesday night. Perfect. Today we actually
perfect.
We're opening the Bonds pack. We went to some Fox business, and we were sitting on top of the Empire State Building.
Wow. So now, Holly, I do want to talk about something, and you know we have to talk about it. I want to get your take on last week's vocal mishap.
Is it sectional qualifying? Is that what we're talking about?
You know what?
Is it sectional?
Actually, hold on.
Sectional?
I'm gonna let Holly answer that. Hold on. Here we go.
Head to www.usopen.com. Everything will be there. The entire days of sectional qualifying.
No, it's not sectional qualifying. It was sexual qualifying.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a whole other tournament we're talking about.
I said the entire days. What am I talking about? It just all starts off badly. But it's hysterical. Doing that show is difficult because the scores are coming in as we're doing it. They're talking to me nonstop. I'm looking at four different monitors. You can see me looking to the right. I know that I said it. And they're in my ear. They're like, you have 60 seconds to get off the air. So I don't have time to react. Shane and Brad, thank God.
Well, they handled it like pros.
If they had. No, I really think they just didn't hear it the first time. They said they didn't hear it because the producer, again, was talking to us so much. They said they didn't hear it. And then we got off the air, and I said, I know I said sexual qualifying. And then we went in and watched it, and it was very blatant. Very blatant. So in my head, I was like, maybe it sounded like sexual. No, it was totally sexual qualifying, and it was funny. Like, if you would have told me, though, like in 10 years of doing TV that was going to be my moment, I would have signed up absolutely. Absolutely. Like, it wasn't offensive, and it wasn't a swear word.
Because it really could have been so much worse than what it was. Now, my question
is, you know the way that we talk normally?
Right.
Oh my God.
And that's the thing is, I know that us, when we're off the air on the show, we say things that I would never want to go on the air. So, is this something where you guys joking about sexual qualifying before, or it just came out that way?
No, usually I would do something like that, but I wasn't this time. Like, it was just me right there. But Women's Open at Shoal Creek in Alabama. It was raining the entire week. And it was a new studio. We just got it out in the qualifying show. We usually do it in a home. I was just tired. the sectional qualifiers on the West Coast aren't done until like 10 o'clock. So we're sitting there. And that's it. That's what came out. And I ran with it. I wish I had a little more time. Because on the air, I would have been like, you know what? Is that sexual qualifying? Right? might be on a different network at a different time. That might be a thing. But yeah, Brad and Shane, if they had even cracked a smile, I would have had to sign off the air. It would have been over.
Right. And look, in her defense, it was the longest day of golf. I mean, they're literally playing those qualifiers for 12, 13, 14 hours. It's a long, long day. At the end of a long day, as you mentioned, and U.S. Women's Open was a total disaster in terms of weather. So, yeah, good luck with Shinnecock this week.
I know. Everybody said that. Everybody's putting it. Now it's in my head. I might just go with the United States Open and just talk around.
Yes, there you go.
I'll talk around it.
Right, exactly. You know, there's always a way around it, but it really turned out to be funny. It's something that wasn't that bad, like you said. It's not like it was really offensive.
No.
So it actually turned out to be really good.
And I couldn't do that if I was trying. I couldn't do that if I tried. Whatever, it happens. I'm really glad it wasn't offensive.
Right. Holly, I know you, and it could have been a lot worse. And not worse in a bad way, but worse in a really funny, good way.
Yes, just the expletive could have been that we just in normal conversation. Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't know how any of that hasn't slipped out and you know, doing live morning shows for however long I did. You know, you're tired and it's how you talk.
Right. And the real you just like slips out. You just forget you're on the air sometimes and you just get so comfortable in front of the camera behind the microphone that things come out that you're like, oh God, I really shouldn't have said that. But so yesterday's tournament, we get a big Dustin Johnson victory, a crazy walk-off finish yesterday, Eagle, beautiful finish. Does that bode well for Dustin coming into the Open, where maybe nobody's ever won back-to-back, or is he able to put this behind him and get the first back-to-back U.S. Open victory?
Sorry, the people in my car are talking really loud right now.
That's okay.
She's got more producers in her car, yes.
This is Joel. What do you have to say?
I'm just trying not to wreck the car, to be honest with you.
How are you doing? There's already one wreck on the way here this morning.
Yeah. Froggy, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man? So the big Dustin Johnson victory yesterday, nobody's ever won the week before a U.S. Open and then pulled off a victory during the U.S. Open. Is Dustin going to be the first?
I mean, does anyone give two rips less about history than Dustin Johnson? Like,
right.
I don't think he cares, right? So,
right.
Like, if someone's going to break
or anything,
it's going to be him. He made it for Eagle on 18, and then they cut away to the shot of Dustin Johnson, and it was like, I loved it. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's great for Dustin. I think it's good for golf. He really, his whole attitude after making that eagle was really something that I hadn't seen before. Is that how he normally acts, Wacker, coming out of a big shot like that? Or do you think he was just surprised as the rest of us?
Yeah, I mean,
look,
he doesn't give... Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize there was multiple people on here.
No,
I'm sorry.
You're
I got to take a right now. We're driving by the United Nations. Holly, take...
Holly just passing the phone around.
Yeah, Holly
exactly
has more people in her ear. So
that's about how I was going to answer. I was like, I don't think he knows that probably happened in history. So I don't think it.
No idea. Yeah, he. Look, I'll encapsulate it this way. I'll give you one of my a story you can use on air with Dustin Johnson. I did an interview with him, long sit down interview for about 20-25 minutes a couple of years ago in Hawaii, and. About a month later, I go to transcribe the interview. It was a feature story for a magazine. And unfortunately, my iPhone had crashed and I lost the entire recording of the interview. So I had to go, which is a complete nightmare, and had to go back to Dustin Johnson and say, I gave it some more time and went back to him and said, look, remember that interview we were supposed to do and sit down for and talk about, winning the U.S. Open and breaking through and all that good stuff. And I said, do you have some time this week that we could actually do that interview? And he said, sure, absolutely. He completely no idea we had done this interview like a month earlier. And same question, no idea, completely oblivious, sits down and does the interview. It was probably better the second time around. I mean, this guy just forgets. He forgets what day of the week it is. Last year at the PGA Championship, first hole on Thursday, he turns to his cat, who's also his brother, AJ, and says, as they're walking down the
fairway to get to his ball. Are we on? It was the first hole.
Seriously?
It was Thursday, first round.
But that's why he's so good. That's why he's so good.
Absolutely.
Don't bother him.
Yeah, I mean, nothing bothers him. He just brushes it off his shoulder. If you remember, they had told him on, like, what, the 12th or the 13th hole that he could possibly be getting a penalty later on. He brushed it off.
Yeah, the U.S. Open,
two years ago, at Oakmont.
Yeah. Yep.
That didn't bother him. The average person, that bothers
him. They would have sat down in the fairway and refused to play.
Right, you know, he didn't. He just brushed it off, kept going. One said, here, take a shot.
Birdie the last hole, Yes, I think he's an amazing, amazing golfer.
Now, Holly,
for whatever reason, he's got the skills. You can say whatever you want about mentally or his memory. He's got the skills.
Yeah, you're right. He totally does. And speaking of Dustin Johnson and TaylorMade, at the end of the podcast, I've got some interesting TaylorMade news you can save on Father's Day shipping, because we need to get Dad something for Father's Day. And I've got something amazing we're going to be giving away here on the podcast next week from TaylorMade. But first, Holly, Brian and I have been discussing on the podcast whether Tiger Woods will contend at this week's U.S. Open. Brian says he does not think Tiger Woods will be a factor this week with everything that we've seen and how hard the golf course is going to play. Do you believe Tiger will be a factor this week?
I hope. Like, I want Tiger to win. I think that would be awesome. I hope Tiger and Phil are in a playoff. How about that?
That'd be awesome.
Right? Phil finally breaks through, maybe. I still want Tiger to win. I don't know if he's quite there yet. I agree with you guys. I'm just hopeful that he is somehow. We at least want him there for the weekend.
Now, Brian, are you still of the belief that he doesn't contend on Sunday?
Well, look, he certainly provided reason for hope and reason for even belief to an extent. But, you know, will he win? You know, I just think when you look at the golf course, the difficulty of it, the number of top players he's going to have to go through to get there, I think it's just a lot to ask. And we haven't really seen him put it together for 4 days, you know, all year. I mean, he's had a couple of times where he's contended, but that's really been about it, which, you know, I think this year is more about getting back into the flow, working his way into contention. And let's remember, he hasn't won in 5 years. As Jack Nicklaus said last week, the Memorial, you know, it is something you have to sort of learn to do, or in this case, relearn to do.
I get it.
Look, 14 majors, 72 PGA Tour wins. Yeah, I think he's got to kind of relearn that part of his game, and he'll get there, I think. I think certainly he's shown the kind of golf where he will win at some point. I just don't think it'll be this week.
Yeah, yes. If you're a champion, you never forget how to win. Matters win. I don't think you need to learn how to do it again. He's done it so many times. I don't think he needs to learn anything.
It's hard to believe we're 10 years removed from his last major victory, and that was the U.S. Open against Rocco Mediate on the broken leg. And
I know, the broken leg, and that's, you know, that makes us feel really old. You believe it's on FS?
That was 10 years ago. If you would have told me then that he will not win another major for 10 years, I would have bet my house on it, and it's unbelievable.
Right?
All that's changed since then. But new world golf rankings out this morning. DJ back to number one. Justin Thomas at 2. Rose at 3. Jordan Spieth at 4. Rahm at 5. Rory at 6. Fowler at 7. Day at 8, Koepka at 9, Hideki at 10, Phil at number 20, and Tiger at number 80. Do we get a winner out of the top 10, Wacker, or do you think we get kind of an obscure winner this week?
I don't think getting an obscure winner, not at a place like Shinnecock and the U.S. Open. I mean, this is maybe the best golf course in the country, and it'll be set up to really reward the game's best players. I think you're looking at somebody in the top 10, top 20. Really like a guy like Henrik Stenson, who drives it incredibly straight with that three-wood and can hit it far, and the course looks like it'll play pretty firm and fast. Should favor a guy like him. A guy like Jason Day, who's already won a couple of times. Certainly wouldn't shock anybody to be in the mix, even though no one's ever won you know, two consecutive weeks or the week before the U.S. Open and then gone on to win the U.S. Open. Justin Thomas, even a guy like...
Your phone's dropping out, Wacker.
Are you in a hole right now?
He played the course.
What's happening?
No, your phone's dropping out really bad, Brian. Wherever you move to, it's bad.
You know, the media center pretty much is a hole, but it's at some point I'll get out on the course at least, but it's a little breezy out there. Look,
Yes, to answer your question, whoever wins this tournament, it's going to come from the top 10, 20, 30 in the world. It will be a big-time player because this is a big-time golf course.
Now, Holly, are you at all concerned this week about the name of the golf course, considering what we've already been through last week?
Terrified. I told you that I'm talking around it. Everybody's waiting for it now.
Are you just going to call it Shinny? Are you just going to call it Shinny every day or no?
I'm just going to say welcome back to the 118th U.S. Open. I'm going to completely avoid it. It's beautiful outside. It's beautiful here. As you can see behind me, I'm avoiding it. I will find every other way to say it.
Come on, Holly. Just say it with us one time. Shinnecock.
Shinnecock.
There you go. Exactly. Well, Holly, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Good luck actually getting to the golf course.
We've had so much golf this time.
Okay, you know what? Here,
such long stories.
Where does LeBron end up? And I know that you're attached there at Fox Sports. You're hearing about all this. Where do you think LeBron ends up this offseason?
I kept hearing maybe the Rockets.
I've heard the Rockets and I've heard L.A. Have you heard anything different, Wacker? I think we just lost Wacker. Actually, he just dropped off.
Hung up. He was like, "Forget it."
Yeah, he hung up. He didn't want to talk basketball. I think that LeBron ends up in L.A. I think that maybe the Paul George possibility.
I just don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't love it. But then I've also heard he maybe coming back here to South Florida. I don't think the South Florida connection is something that would. Really
I don't know
work
about
either.
That return.
No, I think the Pat Riley.
Well, I miss South Florida. Like, South Florida's the best place ever.
Well, why don't you ever come here and visit?
Joel, stop trying to get in on my podcast again. He's shaking his head. He's saying, "What? No, South Florida's awesome."
See,
I always wanted to buy a place with a W in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Party.
Right. Cool deal. Well, Holly, real quick before you go, I don't know if you can do this or not. Can you give us a pick on who you like this week at the 2018 U.S. Open?
Phil Mickelson.
Wow, I like that pick.
Because he has a good attitude going in. You saw what he said about the course. He said it's the best setup in 25 years that he's seen, and he's positive, and this is the time.
Well, we just got a text from Brian Wacker. He said, "Call dropped. Welcome to the U.S. Open. My picks this week, Jason Day or Justin Thomas."
Okay, yeah, very likely as well.
Very good picks.
Set up very well for this.
Very good.
You?
You know what? I'm going to go with the sentimental pick. I'm going to go with the best story of all. Tiger Woods.
That's low-hanging fruit.
No, it's not. He's number 50 in the world. I mean, I could pick Hideki Matsuyama. That would be a better pick than Tiger at number 50 in the world. I know it's difficult. I know he has to learn to win again, but there's just something about him showing up at the right moment. He prepares for these four times a year, and he's been hitting it really well. He played well the weekend on the Players. He played well the last time we saw him, and I really do believe that he's about to make – the jump and turn the corner and start winning again. And what better place to do it than right here at the U.S. Open?
There's nobody that will be with you more than the Fox broadcast crew on that weekend. Nothing rates like Tiger Woods.
No, so, that would be.
For golf in general, I hope Tiger wins all the time. Yeah,
I want to see you standing there talking to Tiger Woods on Sunday afternoon after he wins his 19th major. No, excuse me, his 15th major.
And I will not say the name of the golf course.
No, you will not. Holly, thank you so much. Have a great trip out to the U.S. Open and enjoy your week.
I'll go find Brian Wacker.
Yes, we'll be watching you on TV live from Shinnecock in New York at the 2018 U.S. Open.
Thanks, kids. Talk to you later.
Love having Holly Saunders on the podcast, one of our favorite guests. Don't forget, the U.S. Open this Sunday is also Father's Day. And TaylorMade, there's still time to get your dad something. Dad wants something golf. Maybe dad wants the driver that Justin Johnson's playing. Or maybe dad needs some new wedges. Whatever it is, new clothes, free two-day shipping on all TaylorMade orders right now, over $50. Use the code FATHERSDAY18, free two-day shipping, so you get your dad's gifts to dad in time for Sunday, whether it's golf balls, whether it's clubs, whether it's clothing, whatever it is you need for dad. TaylorMade's got it right now. And next week on the podcast, while you're watching the U.S. Open this week, make sure you check out the bag that the staff guys are carrying, the TaylorMade U.S. Open bag. It looks a little bit like a baseball. It's got the big American U.S. Open theme for the summer. We're going to be giving one away here on the podcast next week. We'll tell you how to win it. A TaylorMade U.S. Open bag that TaylorMade will embroider with the player of your choice. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you next week. Enjoy the U.S. Open.
Playing through. with Froggy and Wacker.